This is Sports Psychology Today with Dr. Andrew Jacobs.
I cannot express the gratitude what my son came and visited you.
Dr. Jacobs has been in practice for 37 years as a sports psychologist.
I have seen a change in youth sports in the last 10, 15 years. I've talked about it a lot on this show.
Sports Psychology Today, the best advice on the radio each and every week.
Failure and losing and screwing up is something that happens in life. It happens in sports. And I think we have to teach kids how to do that more effectively.
This is where sports talk gets real.
That word playing, it's gone from our society in a lot of ways with kids.
And now, here's your host, Dr. Andrew Jacobs.
Hello, everyone. I am sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs, and welcome to Sports Psychology Hour from our flagship station, Sports Radio 810 WHB in Kansas City. I'm on every week as we talk about the mental side of sports in this show, and I just began my 38th year this past week of work. 38 years, which means I'm old. Been around a long time. Been on the radio for 27 years here in Kansas City, the last 17 years here at Sports Radio 810 WHB. And I look forward to doing this show every week because we
Hello, everyone.
About
I am sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs,
and welcome to Sports Psychology Hour.
You.
From our
if
flagship
you're an athlete,
station,
if you're a coach,
Sports
if you're a parent,
Radio
if you're an
810
official,
WHB in Kansas City.
God knows
I'm on
there's
every
stuff
week.
To talk about every week.
We
All
talk
you have
about
to
the
do
mental side of sports
is watch
the show, and I
anything
just began my 38th year
weekend.
This past week,
and I've
work.
Got more. I could be on the air for 6 hours,
which means I'm old.
About stuff.
Been
there's
around
so
a
much
long
stuff
time.
To talk about.
Been on the radio for
when
27 years.
The mental
here
side
in Kansas
sports.
City, the last 17 years here at Sports
you know,
Radio
one of the
WHB,
topics that I am
I look
very
forward to doing this show every week.
Very
we talk about
passionate about is youth sports.
Mindsets and attitudes.
And I've been dealing with
about
it,
you.
The issues in youth
if you're an athlete, if you're a coach, if you're a parent, if you're an official.
On my radio show here in Kansas City,
God knows there's stuff to talk about every week.
I've talked about it forever.
Is watch
the
anything
issues that come up
on the weekend
2 years ago,
and I've got
I
more. I could be on the air for 6 hours
with
Kansas
about
City
stuff.
Royals
there's so much stuff
closer Jeff Montgomery
when it comes to
and Pete
the
Malone
who coached 5 gold
you
medals.
You know, one
in
of the
coached for
topics
40 years
that I am very,
very passionate about.
Our
is
book
youth
is called Just Let Him Play: Guiding
and
Parents,
Coaches,
and
Athletes
with
for
this,
Youth
with the issues in youth sports for
we wrote this book and decided to write this
on my radio show here in Kansas City
because the issues that are going on.
I've talked about it. I think.
Are
the issues that come up
now
and happening
2 years
time.
Ago? I
and the issues with sportsmanship,
co-authoring
which
with
go
Kansas City
the
Royals
board.
Hall of Fame closer Jeff Montgomery.
We just completed the U.S.
And
Open
Pete Malone,
women's
who
tennis tournament.
Coached 5 gold medals
and
in the Olympics. Coached for
Serena
4 years.
Williams
in the USA
lost in the finals.
Very
Hall
controversial
fame.
Final
Our
because
called
she
Just
was
Let Him Play,
guiding
parents,
coaches, and athletes through use.
And now there's a whole issue that
and
she's bringing up about
we
sexism
wrote this
in sports.
Book and decided to write this book,
which is a separate issue
because
I want to get
the
into.
Issues,
but the issue
that
are
going
on with youth sports that I think
claimed her coach gave her hand signals
pretty prominent now.
Well,
and happening.
Serena Williams
does not
the
use
issues
her coach
with sportsmanship,
which go across the board.
Okay, so that was ridiculous.
We just completed the U.S. Open women's tennis tournament
official.
Accused him of cheating or called
Serena Williams.
Then she slammed her racket.
In the finals,
it's very
broke.
Controversial.
She got a penalty,
final
penalty
because
for that.
She was
and
accused of cheating.
She then became the target of the referee.
And
now
there's
claiming
a whole
that
issue that happened to
men
about sexism in sports.
And she's right,
which is a separate issue I want to get into. But the issue of cheating.
But this issue of sportsmanship
claimed her coach
which
gave
is
her
more
hand signals during her match.
Important
well,
to me.
Serena
right
Williams
now in terms of our conversation,
her coach to give her hand signals.
That's what I want to get into.
Okay, so
and
that was ridiculous.
I've seen a change.
But then she lost her temper.
In youth sports.
Then she yelled
you,
at the official.
As you know if you listen
accused
to
him of cheating
show.
Or called him a thief.
I've seen.
Then she
parents
slammed her racket. It broke.
Going ballistic
she got a
on sidelines.
Penalty
for that.
And,
you know, I had
a soccer
target
referee,
of the referee
on
a
few
now
weeks
she's
ago
named
Brian
Barlow
down
men.
In Close, Oklahoma, who has a website
and
now.
She's right. It wouldn't have
where
happened.
Where he has
then.
People send in
but this issue
videos
of
parents or coaches going crazy on the sidelines.
Since
last
fall,
he's had 4,000 conversation today.
That's what I want to
send
get
in.
Into.
He pays $100
and
for everyone
I've seen
sends
a change
on his website.
In youth sports,
it's ridiculous.
As you, the behavior
you know
of parents
if you
and coaches.
To this show. I've seen.
So today I decided, you know what, I'm
going
to have somebody come in and
sidelines.
Talk to me about it.
You know, I
the
had
coach,
a soccer referee on a few weeks ago
kids,
named Brian Barlow down in Tulsa, Oklahoma, who
so
has a
joining
website
me this morning
now,
live in studio
where he has
is
people
Donnie
send
Campbell.
In I've known Donnie for a
videos
long time.
Of
he's a basketball
coach
going crazy on the sidelines.
He's a lot bigger than I am,
since
so I'm going to be
fall,
respectful.
He's had 4,000.
He's coached for over 30 years
of these
he's
sent in.
Kids,
he pays $100
high school athletes,
for everyone
who sends one
in. Puts on his website.
But he's coached the youth sports level.
Ridiculous.
The behavior of parents and coaches.
And he has tremendous
So today I decided You know what? I'm going
to
have somebody come in and
come in so we can talk about this. So, Donnie, thank you for joining me today. I appreciate you being here.
Coaches kids, coaches at the high school.
You know, 30 years of coaching.
So joining me this morning live in studio.
Have we seen a change in sports?
I've known Donnie for a long time. He's a basketball coach.
From when you started to now.
He's a lot bigger than I am, so I'm
real
respectful.
The sportsmanship, I think.
He's coached for over 30 years.
Social media.
He's coached kids. He's coached high school athletes. Well, high school athletes are kids. But he's coached the youth sport level, high school level.
As far as sportsmanship,
he has tremendous experience with this.
Perspective is
so I wanted him to come in so we could talk about this. So, Donnie, thank you for joining me today. I appreciate you being here.
Thank you. It also starts,
you know, 30 years of coaching.
The parents have to set the right.
Have we seen a change in sports? Have we seen a change in youth sports and high school sports level from when you started to now?
From the coach,
well, relative to sportsmanship, parents,
and because of social media,
I think it starts with the coach
a lot more.
I think
a lot of
more the bad things are going on.
Him or her acting
good,
setting the right example.
Well, but
okay.
As far as
you just hit on something in
my
your statement there,
is,
social media,
the coach, and the example that he sets. For
5 years ago, social media was not what
it
is. It
also
now.
Starts at home too.
Like 3 years ago, it was.
Parents have to.
So now,
the right example.
Anything anybody does,
and everybody has to be
at a sporting event is probably videoed by somebody, right?
To the athletes, to the parents.
I mean, I don't care what it is.
I think it starts with.
You're probably going to see it somewhere if it isn't normal.
Him or her.
If somebody's just not doing their thing, you're probably going to see that. You
okay.
just hit on
so
something
as a coach now,
you probably have to be a little more
social media.
Sensitive.
You know,
not that you weren't before,
5 years
but you have
ago,
to be more sensitive to your behavior sitting on the sideline, right?
Like 3 years ago.
You have to be sensitive to what you're
so
saying,
now, how you're saying
anything
it, the way
anybody
you're
does
it,
is
because there's probably
at
somebody with a cell phone videoing something
video
that may pick
somebody,
it up,
right?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Okay.
And
I mean,
and
I don't care what it is. You're probably going to see it somewhere if it isn't normal.
How I act.
If somebody's just not doing their thing. You're
I think
probably
you learn through experience
okay.
as a coach.
So as a
it's
coach now,
you, say, it's
you
how
probably
you say
have
it.
To be a little more sensitive.
And again, your body language.
Not that you weren't before, but you have to be more sensitive to your behavior sitting on the sideline, right? You have to be sensitive to what you're saying, how you're saying it, the way you're saying
you know,
it.
People see you.
Because there's probably somebody with a cell phone videoing something that may pick it up, correct?
I've had to learn to.
Oh, yes. And
when I did coach,
I
tried not to stand as much.
The more I'm conscious.
Because I'm an imposing person.
How I act, what I say,
many times my body language would not always be
through experience
what I was thinking
as a coach.
It's not what you say, it's how you say it.
Bottom line,
your body language, you have to as a coach,
your athletes or people,
you know, when you're
6'6", 200
kids around anybody pounds, probably.
Okay, I'm going to ask you two questions.
You know, people see you.
You didn't know I was going to ask you this when you came in here.
So I've had to learn to surprise people.
I'd like to hear.
When I did coach, I tried
the worst thing you ever did as a coach.
Because I'm a big,
and I want to hear the best thing you've ever done as a coach.
Many times my body language would not always be
in regards to the kids you coached
or saying. But
I would think probably one of the worst things.
Is
you have to as a coach.
I think sometimes it's what you say to kids
around kids,
you know,
around anybody.
Maybe
now.
Be
okay.
Lost
I'm going
to
ask
young
you
man.
Two questions.
And
you didn't know I was going to ask you this when you came in here, but
things that you said
like
to kids
to
and
surprise people.
Up at night.
I'd like to hear
not you know not being
the worst thing you ever did.
I never would have said that.
But I want to hear the best thing you ever done.
Morning and going up to that young man
from your perspective,
saying hey,
in regards to the kids you coached.
It won't happen again.
I would think probably one of the worst things.
Wow.
Moment thing. I think sometimes it's what
you
say to kids.
So you had
you know,
the guts
you lost
to go up to
a
young
man
or lady
and
say, hey, I screwed up.
Some of the things that you said, I can remember.
Oh, yeah.
Things that you said to kids.
Many times.
Okay. Well, see, I think that says a lot about you as a person.
Wishing I never would have said that.
Because I know a lot of coaches who won't apologize to kids.
In the morning and going up to that
young man. I don't know them an apology.
I was
you
wrong
know,
what I said.
I lost my temper.
It won't happen again.
They got to figure
I
it out.
The world of you.
I have
just a heat of a moment thing.
Two young ladies, and I mentioned this on the show last week.
So
high
so
school volleyball players I'm working with right now.
The guts.
Who
to
have
go up to a young man
female
or
coaches
or lady
who curse
say,
them
hey,
out.
I screwed up. I'm sorry.
At practices.
Oh, yeah.
The one coach, whenever anybody
okay.
screws
well,
up, she makes them run sprints.
I think that says a lot
thinking,
about you as a person.
And let me ask you as a
because I know a lot of coaches who won't apologize to kids.
Making your kids run sprints
I don't
because
know
somebody screws up, does that make them hate
you know,
running?
I lost my temper.
I mean, I know what
they
conditioning is,
out.
But then it's like, I don't want to run anymore.
I mean, right?
Two young
yes.
ladies, and I mentioned
yeah.
this on the show last week,
that,
who are high school volleyball players.
We tried to make
right
practices.
Now,
I always had a,
who have
like
female coaches
practices like
who
games
curse
and
them
games
out
like practice. We wanted practice to be
and
so
the
hard
one coach,
that the games were
whenever anybody screws up, she makes them run sprints. And I'm sitting there thinking.
Sometimes people think coaching
let me ask you as a basketball coach
the physical side of it. It's also
making your
you
kids run
kids
sprints because
play.
Somebody screws up, does that make them hate running?
So you got to put them in situations.
I mean, I know what conditioning is, but then it's like, I don't want to run anymore. I mean,
well,
right?
Last week
I had a football coach call.
I think
asked him to call back this
we
week.
We tried to make
does,
our practices.
High school football coach.
I always had
him.
Try to make practices like games
his team
and games like practice.
At a practice.
We wanted practice to be so
hard. And take
hard
part of a practice and have everyone on the team.
Now,
40 players in high school football.
Also, I think
a small team.
I think sometimes
have all the athletes
write
down their goals, strengths, weaknesses, fears, and distractions. Said there are 10 coaches, 40 kids,
how to play,
each coach could
so
take four players and talk to each other.
So you got
to
put them in situations
about why they're there, what's going on,
that they have to
try
think.
To get to know them better. In
well,
our book,
last
week
I
had a football coach
call.
Coach asked him to call back this week. We'll see if he does.
You have to
high
be a disciplinarian.
Coach.
You have to be an instructor.
Him,
you have to be a guide.
But you
take
to be a
his team at a practice.
Why? Why do you agree?
And take part of a practice and have everyone on the team. There are 40 players in high school football.
Every kid is different. They can't be coached the same way.
Have all the athletes write down their goals, strengths, weaknesses, fears, and distractions. Said there
you
are
know,
10 coaches, 40 kids, so each coach could take four players
through,
and talk to each other
being a little tougher on
about why they're there, what's
some
going
of them need
on,
to be
try
more,
to get to know them
taken
better.
Aside and
in our
arm
book, Just Let Them Play,
say,
I
you
talk
know,
about the role of a coach.
Mistakes last night.
Multidimensional.
You know,
and you have to be a disciplinarian. You have
aren't
to be
define you. They're going
to
refine you. They're going
to
make you better.
You have to be a psychologist, don't you?
You said something earlier.
Why do you agree
with that?
Well, I think
they have to learn how to fail. Every kid is
and
different.
As a coach,
you
have to
be there
the
with
one.
Them
when they're failing and
you know,
say, hey,
one, no, we're in this
one
together.
Young man, a young lady
you know,
can be.
You made some mistakes
you know,
last night. I made some mistakes last night. Let's learn through those.
Being a little tougher
on
her.
I asked
some
a
of
few moments
be
ago.
More taken aside and arm
done.
Around and
done,
say, hey, you know, you made some mistakes last night. You know, they're mistakes
it's
that
always
aren't going to define
you.
They're going to refine you. They're going to make
you
better.
Wisdom. You realize
and you
what
said
works
something earlier.
That
I think so
work.
Important.
Is that why the gray hairs we have make us wiser?
Fail? No, that's $3.
And as a coach, you have to be there with them when they're failing and say,
but,
hey, you know, we're in this together.
I think as you get
you know,
older,
you
realize
made some mistakes
that,
last night.
I made
it's all about
relationships. Let's learn through those and make us better.
Seems
I asked a few moments ago.
That
the worst thing you've
you
done. What's
really
the best thing
have to work
coach?
On that as you get older,
well, I think
because
it's
your
concern.
Age is a lot farther away from their
problem.
Age. And that's harder
as you get
to
older,
do.
You get more wisdom.
But I
you realize what works
that's
and what doesn't
key.
Work.
Is that
and
why the gray hairs we have make us wiser?
Trust with
no,
the,
that's
with
$3.
And you, that you believe
you.
In their best interest. But
that
it's a process.
I think as you get older,
you realize that
things
it's all about relationships.
Going to go well, but
kids.
If we'll work through these,
and
we'll
I
come
think
out the
seems
other end a lot better.
Years have not gone
as
by,
a team, but as a person,
that it, you really have
I'm
to
sports
work
psychologist
on that
Dr. Andrew Jacobs,
older,
and joining me today
age is, a lot
is Donnie Campbell. Donnie's coached basketball
and
for
that's
for 40
harder
years.
To do.
He's coached girls, he's coached boys, he's coached at all levels. He's now starting a youth sports basketball coaching clinic, seminar. League,
that it's a process,
and we're going to talk with him throughout the show about his views about coaching,
go
about
well,
kids, and about
work,
parents.
Work through these. We'll
want to open up our
phone
line
a lot better. Not only as
get
a
some
team,
calls
but
in
as a
here.
Person.
Want to hear from you if you're a parent.
I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew
you're
Jacobs,
a coach.
And joining me today, if you're an athlete,
is Donnie Campbell. Donnie's coached basketball.
Where has sportsmanship
for 40 years
changed in sports?
He's
coached
better
girls,
or worse
he's coached
today.
Boys. He's coached at all levels.
If you're a son or daughter,
now starting
involved in
youth
sports basketball coaching,
clinic
seminar.
What
league.
Would you like to talk about with him?
And we're going
to
talk
positively
with him throughout the show about
seeing.
His views
are
about
we seeing
coaching,
a change
about kids and about parents.
Are we seeing a change
want to open
today
up our phone lines and how sports
get some
has
calls
changed.
In
youth sports has
want to hear from
the
me
pressures,
if you're a
the demands. I think there is
you're
a change.
Coach.
I think
you're
we're seeing a change in terms of the pressures.
Where
I'm having younger
and
younger
kids
change
in my office.
In is it better? Is it worse?
I'm
today.
Having younger kids come in. Talk
if
about
your son or daughter
is involved in youth sports
because they make a mistake.
League, which to me is absurd.
Or event.
I'm sports psychologist.
What would you like to talk
about?
With
here's
that.
Our phone number.
Positively or negatively.
Our number is 913.
Are we seeing a change?
10-810.
Are we seeing a change today?
3-810.
How sports has changed.
My guest today
changed.
Is Donnie Campbell.
Pressures the demands.
30 years
I think
of experience
there is
as
a
change.
High school and youth level basketball
I
coach.
I think we're seeing
a
change
and let's
in
talk.
Terms of the pressures. I'm having younger
hello
younger
again, everyone.
Kids
I am
office.
Sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs.
I'm having younger
from
kids
our flagship
come in,
station
talk
sports
about
radio
coaches 810
who curse
them and yell at them
City
because they make a mistake.
I'm here talking with you about
to me
the
is
outside
absurd.
Of sports. And today,
I'm sports psychologist
got
Dr.
Great
Andrew
guest
Jacobs.
Here's
studio
our phone number.
His name's Donnie Campbell.
Our number is 913
for over 30 years. 3-810-810. We're talking about
913
sports.
3-810-810.
Issues going on with you,
my guest.
And I want to
hear from you. If you're a parent,
30 years of experience as a high school
coach,
and youth level basketball coach.
If you're an athlete,
give me a call and let's talk.
What's going on?
Hello again, everyone.
Today?
I am sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs.
What's your opinion?
And
I want to get
flagship
thoughts.
Station Sports Radio.
I want to find out
WHB in Kansas City.
If you think we're doing
the
right thing by getting kids to play organized sports at younger ages,
great
or is it
in studio with
is
me?
Is not good.
Donnie Campbell. He's coached basketball.
Are we putting too much pressure on
years at both the high school and youth sport level? We're talking about youth sports.
And Donnie and I are going to talk about this.
The issues going on with youth sports.
And I want to hear from you.
If you're a parent,
let's go to the phones. We have our first call in the morning. Let's see what Bill has to say.
If you're an athlete.
Bill, good morning, sir. How are you? What's going on with youth sports?
Just wanted to,
is it good or is it bad? What's your opinion? I want to get your thoughts.
I've enjoyed so far listening to Coach Campbell speak.
If you think we're doing the right thing by getting
kids to play organized sports at
younger ages, or is it
he apologizes for mistakes that he makes.
Are we putting too much pressure on kids?
I've watched Coach Campbell for a number of years, and I've
Donnie and I are going to talk about this throughout this segment.
His
team, sportsmanship and pressure,
play efficiently.
Let's go to the phones.
With less
first
talent.
Call morning. Let's see what Bill has to say. Bill, good morning, sir. How are you?
The greatest thing about him is he makes kids accountable.
Just wanted to
what they're doing on the court, and sometimes
so
that's uncomfortable
to Coach Campbell
because people don't want to see that.
The greatest thing that was said was and that's what I think he apologizes for mistakes
we
have
to do with youth sports today.
I've watched Coach Campbell for a number of years, and I've watched
somebody do what they don't want to do.
His teams. So I enjoy the show. I enjoy listening to
Coach
Campbell speak.
And I think it's
the greatest thing about him is being able
to
express
what they're doing on the court. What he has to do with
sometimes that's uncomfortable.
Be a team
because people
don't want to see that.
Bill, let
that.
Me ask you and Donnie this question.
And that's what I think.
Parents on the sidelines at games.
You know, we have to do with youth sports today.
Who
you know, that doesn't mean that you're
get
mean.
A little bit overexcited.
That just means you're making somebody do what they don't want to do.
And maybe start going over the edge.
So I enjoy the show.
What do
I enjoy listening
and
to Coach Campbell speak. And
you go ahead.
I
Bill,
think it's a great
first.
Venue
well,
to
I think that
express from a coach's viewpoint of what he has to do with
always
young
done
people
is
to get them to
a parent becomes an interference,
and sometimes it's difficult.
Have to
Bill, let me ask you and Donnie this question.
And make them realize
parents
that they've gone
on the sidelines
too
at
far in
who
ineffectively,
get a little bit overexcited,
ineffectively,
get a little bit
unproductive
too into it,
because
and maybe start going over the edge.
The player, his
what
son,
do you
his
and
daughter,
Donnie suggest
they
done.
Can't respond to what their
Bill,
what their parents are doing in the stands.
Well, define going too far. What do you mean by going too far?
What I've always
criticizing others, criticizing the coach,
an interference.
Because
you know when you get
into
the arena
with them,
and
you have
make,
to make
them realize
quickly
on
basketball,
you're
a high mental skill that you have to have immediate reaction.
It's ineffectively
there is no effectiveness
in
my sport of baseball. There is no effectiveness.
The player, his son, come to the screen and yell.
They can't
to the coach
to what
yell
their,
to the player that he's doing in the defense.
Define going too far. What do you mean by going
that,
too far?
They can't make that adjustment.
Criticizing others, criticizing
them, and I
the
tell
coach,
the parent that.
It's an embarrassment
because
for
you know
the young
when you
man
get into the arena,
that his father or his mother
you have to
has
make decisions quickly.
So you
in basketball,
to
it's a high mental skill that you have to have immediate reaction and.
That's
there is no
effectiveness
of knowing
in,
Coach Campbell
in my sport of baseball.
There is no effectiveness
for calling
a parent come
in
to the screen and yell,
calling the young man
and
the
player
that
parent.
He needs to do such and such because they
and
can't
talking with them about
that,
what his skill set
are
adjustment
and what he has to do
for them. And I
to
tell
get
the parent
better.
That. It's an embarrassment
and
for the young man.
You have to
turn him over to
me. His mother has entered into
the
frame.
You have to turn him over to the coach
and with them.
You have to
I like that very
them.
Much.
And
you know, I just think you have to get
thing
with
over
the parents
of knowing Coach
and
Campbell
make them realize what an effect
even
that they're having with their child.
Coach, I totally agree with you. And, hey, good
calling
morning
the young man in with the parent.
But,
yeah.
But,
and talking with them about what his skill sets are and what he
parent,
has to do.
I realized how
better.
Important it was when my own kids
and
were playing.
So therefore,
and there were times when my daughters would be playing.
You have to turn him over to the coach.
That I didn't.
And
totally
I
like agree
that very
with,
much.
But I never
you know,
said
I just
a word
think you
because
have
I
to
knew
get with the parent
that relationship
to make him realize what an effectiveness they're having with their child.
My daughter between her and
coach,
the coach,
I totally
I
agree
didn't
with
want to
hurt.
I didn't want to
fracture
your
that.
Voice. And that
but,
relationship, as you well
but,
know, is something
I think
that I
too.
Share.
Is,
I miss that not
until
coaching,
you've been a parent.
That
like,
relationship, that one-on-one relationship,
how important it was
when my own kids were playing.
Are
and there were
that,
times when
like
my daughters
games,
would be playing, and
or undermining
and
you at home by
things
certain
that
things that
I
they're
didn't.
Saying.
I totally agree with.
Fractures
I never
that
said
relationship
a word because I knew
which, you know, break,
that
relationship. My
heart.
See, to me, it starts
would be
both
hurt
of you as
by
coaches.
Me saying
to me,
something
it starts
to my daughter between her
meeting.
And the coach. I didn't want to hurt that. I didn't want to fracture that.
You sit down as a coach.
That relationship, as
you
well know, is something
that
I share. I miss that not coaching. that relationship, that one-on-one relationship.
And there are some coaches who don't have a problem with parents talking.
Are doing that, acting like that.
I mean, I know
like
there aren't
games,
many, but there are some.
Or okay, undermining at home by certain things that they're
what's
saying.
What's acceptable, what isn't.
It fractures that relationship.
You give those parents
which,
in that
you know,
preseason
break,
meeting
that
an opportunity to
see,
to me,
share
it starts,
with you,
can I talk to you about my coaches? To me, it starts in the preseason meeting. I've talked about this.
A good friend of mine just called me last night from New York about her daughter,
coach, and I want to see if you both agree.
Sophomore on her high school
preseason meeting before everything starts.
They've played
and set out
JV.
Your guidelines.
They've played three
and
games
there are
now,
some coaches
and
who don't have a
in
problem
in
with
the third game in the
talking.
Last 30 seconds. Last
I mean,
night.
I know there aren't many, but there are
with.
Some.
She goes,
okay, but
he's
you set out a guideline,
and he hasn't played.
What's
anything.
Acceptable? What is?
Well, you know what? Other than 30 seconds,
and then
I said, well, then you need to
give
have
those
him
parents in that preseason meeting an opportunity to share with you.
Absolutely.
I talked to you about
my playing. So she texted me back this morning, and guess what?
The coach said he thought he was
a good friend of mine. Just called me last night from New York about her daughter.
So we'll see if he plays in the next
sophomore
game.
On her his
going,
high school
going back to
soccer
the,
team.
The preseason
they
meeting. I think it all
JV.
Starts with communication.
They've played three games.
But I also
now,
think
and
that
got
there's a time and
in
place
the game in the last
for the
30
parents
seconds last
and I never like to meet
she
with
goes,
the parents unless the son was there. I think that
he hasn't
that
played
three-way communication is
important.
But they're also meeting you right after a game.
To have him
outside the locker room is not
the
appropriate time. You need to give it always 24 hours.
So she texted me back this morning, and guess what?
Because maybe it was
the coach said he thought he was hurt.
Lost and
he wasn't
you know,
so we'll see
whatever
if he plays
happened,
in the next
but
game.
I think you give it some
going,
time.
Going back
time
to the
place, and there's certain things you're going to talk about too.
I've always believed that you know,
but I also think that there's a time.
Basketball,
place
I never really talked about
parents
playing
and,
time
and,
with
and
kids.
And I never liked to meet
if
with they talk
to
me. I would say, hey, these are the things that you need to do.
Three-way communication
want
to play.
But they're also you know meeting
every parent has their parent goggles on
and they're going
to see.
You need to give it always
24
and I see them every day in practice. I know
maybe
strengths. I know their weaknesses.
Lost
and so I was very up front with the parents and the
whatever
staff.
Happened,
you were too.
I think
about
you get
what
some they
time,
needed
there's a time and
place.
And there's certain things you're going
to
talk about
weren't.
Too. I've always
Bill,
believed
I want to thank
you know,
for calling in as always. You go
basketball. I never really talked about
so
playing time with kids.
Take care of yourself. Let's go next.
If they talked to me, I would say, hey, these are the things
Randy,
that you
good
need
morning,
to do.
Dr. Jacobs and Donnie Campbell, how are you?
You know, every
I'm doing
parent
good. How
has
you guys doing
their
today?
Parent goggles on, and they're going to see
yeah, we,
what they want to see.
What
and I see them every day
coaches
in practice.
Being over the
I know
top, yelling and screaming, my son plays competitive
and,
youth baseball.
So I was very upfront with
our
the parents.
Our coach finally realized at the end of the season he needed to quit because he was breaking kids
to
down because he was the exact point of what you're talking about.
Bill, I
want to
thank you for calling
over the top, yelling, screaming, berating kids, swearing at kids.
See you. Take care of yourself.
Any
let's go next
air at all, they just got tore up.
Randy,
they got so afraid to
Dr. Jacobs and Donnie Campbell, how are you?
They couldn't even, they were afraid guys doing today. You can't play sports that way.
Let me ask
yeah,
a couple
we,
questions. I want Donnie
with
to
what
jump
you're talking
in
about today about
how
coaches being
son?
Over the top yelling and screaming,
ten.
My son plays
ten.
Competitive youth baseball.
Ten. And this guy's
our
yelling
coach finally realized at the end of the season he needed to quit because he was breaking kids down because he
was
the exact point of what you're talking about.
Did anybody say anything to him? Did anybody try to talk to him?
Yelling, screaming, berating kids, swearing at kids.
Did he have a preseason meeting?
Any air at all?
Yeah, there was preseason meetings.
So afraid
I mean, we played fall ball and spring ball.
Couldn't even.
They were afraid to make
season meetings and
then
play sports that
things
way.
Were good for the first few tournaments and then got over the top.
Here.
And then we had how another meeting
son?
With him and he promised to
ten.
Change.
Ten.
And then everything was good at the beginning
ten.
Of the season.
And this guy's yelling
and then things went back downhill really quick.
All of them.
Okay.
And I mean, parents would step in and talk to him all the time and he try to make the change, but then he couldn't. I think it was part of his personality and competitive nature. Maybe
have a preseason meeting.
Could
off.
Never make that change.
Yeah, there was preseason meetings.
Well, in all honesty,
I mean, we
that's
played fall ball and spring
and
ball with the same guy.
Donnie,
there was preseason
like
meetings, and then
well,
things were good for the
kids,
first few tournaments, and then got over the top, and then we had another
five.
Meeting with him, and he
and
promised to change.
Fundamentals.
And then everything
and,
was
know,
good at the beginning of
the
season, and then things went back downhill really quick.
80% of kids
and I mean, parents would step in and talk to him all the time, and he would try to make the change, but then he couldn't. It was just, I think it was part of his personality and competitive nature, maybe.
Coaches
but
that are
he just can never make that change
the way
you
just
doing.
Talked about.
Well, in all honesty, that's
bottom
why
line
I wrote
is
our
this
book,
as a coach
and
the
read
mistakes
it. Donnie,
that I've
to
made
in here.
Is
well,
you have
number one
get
is
rid
kids,
of your ego when you coach.
And
you
always have
number
to realize
one about
this.
Fun.
It's not about you.
It's
and
about
number
the kids.
Two, about fun.
But one of my favorite
and,
sayings
you know,
is a good coach
I think I was
checks
reading,
his or her ego at the door.
The other day that
Randy, let me ask
80% of kids are out of athletics by the age of 13 for various reasons I just brought up. You know, the coaches. The parents, the
well, we've switched teams. Thank God, he's actually playing for a coach that he used to play
about.
For a few years ago.
The bottom
and
line
the
is this:
back
as a
and his energy is back and everything.
I've made
so
is
really,
you
I just tried to encourage him and everything and talk him up
and
a little bit and try
to
explain to him what the coach was doing and.
He was one of the fortunate kids that understood the situation and was ready to move on from it. But
what
I watched
said to your
really
son
good baseball players at the age of 10 become bad baseball players this year because of the bad situation.
Well, see, in my opinion, a man like that has
teams,
no business coaching.
He's actually playing for a coach that he used to play for a few years ago, and the smile's back and his energy is back and everything.
It's not about the kids. He has no business.
Really, I just tried to encourage him and everything and talk him up a little bit and try to explain to him what the coach was doing.
And I'm sure you did with your son.
One of the fortunate kids that understood the situation and was ready to move on from it. But I watched
we're all going to be in
really good baseball players at
the
age of 10 become bad baseball players this year because of the bad situation.
Well, see, in my opinion, a man like that has no business. Randy, listen, okay, go ahead. He's berating kids at 10 years old.
No, I'm saying after the first blow up last fall, I talked to my son about what was going on and everything, and his response to me was that he was more worried about the coach's son and the coach being more on top of his son all the time versus the other players.
Yeah, and that's a concern. And I guarantee you that young man's going to have
and what he learned from it.
Because,
you know, we're all going to be in the world. We're going to deal with people
like
sometimes that
you're trying to please the dad, trying to please your teammates, and that can cause problems for him.
And
hopefully
we need to be able to work through those
coach
things.
Coach and son get some help.
Randy,
listen, he says he needs it. Go Randy, thank you for your call.
No, I was saying after the first blow-up last fall, I talked to my son about what was going on and everything, and his response to me was that he was more worried about the coach's son and the coach being more on top of his son all the time versus the other players.
Yeah, and that's a concern, and I guarantee you that young man's going to have some issues.
Numbers,
because when you have a dad who's coaching and acting like that, you're trying to please the dad,
leader in
please
sports,
your teammates,
sports,
and that creates a problem for him. Hopefully that
HB.
Hello again, everyone. I am sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs.
Listen, Randy, thank you for your call. Appreciate it.
Good luck with you and your son.
From our flagship station, Sports Radio.
I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs.
Joining me today,
I've been on the radio for
27
years,
30 years of experience,
and just this past week
began my
38th
year
at level.
Work as a sports
psychologist. We're talking about sportsmanship,
Labor Day.
We're talking about fun. We're talking about crazy
parents.
I want to hear from
you.
Our number is 913.
You know, throughout my career, I've seen a lot of things. I've had the privilege of working at all levels.
I'm the leader in sports
with Sports Radio 810.
U Sports all the way up to professional Olympic.
Hello again, everyone. I am sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs.
I'm here every week as we talk about the mental side of sports.
Many years, 1984,
from our flagship station, Sports Radio 810
in Kansas City. So I got to see a lot of great.
I've been on the radio for 27 years.
I've worked with professional
teams. And just
this
past week began
my
38th year
of
work as a sports psychologist day after Labor Day.
One of the things that concerns me tremendously
here, and you know, throughout my career, I've seen a lot of things.
Winning.
I've had the privilege of working at all levels
in youth sports,
of sport,
at younger and younger
youth
ages.
Sports all the way up to the professional
the pressures
Olympic level.
To get involved.
I was the team psychologist
the of money
for the USA Olympic
that
cycling
youth sports
team.
Costs.
For many years, 1984,
parents
we won nine medals
thousands
in the Olympics,
of
had not won any in 72 years. So I got
to play
see
on
a lot of
traveling
great
teams.
To play on teams.
Professional teams,
with expert
teams,
coaches,
traveled all over
very
spoken.
Large fees.
And it, by the
one
time,
of the things that concerns me tremendously,
the college age,
is
you have
the
to ask yourself,
we're putting on winning.
Could I have
in youth sports
the money
younger and
pay
younger
for their tuition
ages,
for all that money?
The pressures
because they didn't make it and didn't get a scholarship.
The amount of money that
joining
youth
me today
costs
is Donnie Campbell. Donnie's coached
parents are
years
spending thousands
sport
of basketball.
Dollars. I've known their
for kids
a long
to play
time.
On traveling
great
teams,
guy.
To play on
good
teams
husband
with
good
expert
father
coaches who charge very
great
large
reputation.
Fees, and it, by the time
Donnie, let me ask
these
this
kids
question.
Get to the collegiate, the college,
are we
age?
Seeing
too
you
much
have to
pressure
ask yourself,
today?
Could I have
on kids
the money
younger and younger
pay
ages
for their tuition
to win.
For all that money?
And not
because they didn't
have
make
fun.
It and didn't
oh,
get a
I totally agree.
Joining
with
me today
what you're saying, that
is Donnie Campbell.
Just,
Donnie's coach
too much
for
pressure
30 years
on him at a young
sport
age.
Basketball.
My belief is
I've known
this
him for a long time. Great
kids,
guy.
Kids fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth
good
grade.
Husband,
and we
good
even
father,
did with our freshman programs,
great reputation,
and our JV programs.
And
it's not about
Donnie,
winning.
Donnie, let me ask
it's
this
about,
question.
Are
we
developing
seeing
their skills,
too much
developing
pressure
confidence
today.
In the game, enjoying being
on learn, kids,
you know,
at younger
I think
and younger
with young
ages
kids,
to win.
It should be all about fun,
and not to have
and,
fun.
And
oh,
teaching
them
the right way to
totally
play. I think you're
with,
teaching
with
an attitude as well.
Just
too, but there's too
you
much
shouldn't
pressure
have to be
on them
at a
your,
young age.
Your daughter,
my
your son,
belief
out
is
the
this.
Door to go to practice. They should
kids
be fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth grade. And we even
so
do
I
it
think
with our it's got to be fun.
And
I
our
think
JV
it's got to be. It's not about winning.
It's
now
not
they're
about
going to winning.
Win.
Kids are going to want to win, but I don't think that's the end. Developing their skills, developing
why
their confidence in the game, enjoying
with
being
winning.
Learned,
at
you know,
five
I think
and
with
six
young
years
kids,
of age,
it should be all about fun.
About that we need to win
and teaching
well,
them the right way to play.
Kids.
I think you're teaching an attitude as well. But maybe you shouldn't have to be pulling your daughter,
didn't get
to
do
when
they played
to go to practice. They should be wanting
to
pull you to go to practice. So I think it's got to be fun.
I think it's got to be. Joe it's Montana, not about winning. Now they're going to want to win. The kids are going to want to win. But I
most
don't think
of those
that's
kids that are young and are playing sports.
Why do we have? This
I think it's
today
about
with winning
the relationships
five
with
and
their
six
friends
years of age. Why are parents talking
having
about
fun?
That? We need to win.
Those are the things that I remember.
Well, I think a lot of them
Lions
are living through
Kansas. I mean, I remember my buddies that we go to.
Maybe there were some things that they did to the tennis courts
to
at night,
play together,
and
I'll treasure
those
they want
I don't
to be.
You know,
but that stuff doesn't happen anymore, Donnie.
No,
it,
it
doesn't.
Doesn't
happen anymore. And I've talked about it forever.
Joe
it's like
the next,
I live three houses up.
You know.
From
most
Mohawk
of those
school
kids that are young
at 67th and Lamar in Mission, Kansas.
What I think it's about
and we'd play
is
football
the
and baseball up there until it got dark.
Friends.
We'd play basketball in my driveway.
Having
and
fun.
Sometimes we'd play basketball in my driveway until 11 o'clock
Lions,
at night.
Kansas. I mean, I remember
my,
Greg my buddies that we
next door
go
would say,
to
you guys got
to
stop and Greg's got to come home
to the tennis
okay
courts at night
anymore
and play together.
We've got safety issues today.
I'll treasure those.
Got issues.
I don't.
Everybody's
got to
be an organized structure.
It
doesn't happen anymore. And I've talked about forever. It's like
succeeding.
I live
three houses
up
in organized activities.
I think school at 67th and Lamar in Mission, Kansas.
Play away
from and we'd
kids
play football and baseball up there until it got dark.
The
our number in my driveway. And sometimes we'd
three,
play basketball
eight,
in my driveway
till
11 o'clock
your
at night.
Parent,
if you're a coach,
my friend
Greg
Hurts
to what
Andy
store, would
say,
you guys got to stop and Greg's got to come home. Okay. Doesn't happen anymore because we've got safety issues today.
You asked the question. I'm a parent.
Everybody's got to be an organized, structured league. And the pressures to
are they playing
succeed,
too young?
Get better,
I don't
get
think they
in
are.
Activities.
My
I
opinion
think
is I'm 50 years old and I started playing soccer
the
when
idea
I was five.
Play away from kids.
Started playing basketball when I was
let's
6 or 7 years
number
old.
Is 913
school level.
3 8,
I think it's
10,
good for them for competing
your
influences,
your
video
coach,
games, and
let's
electronics.
See what Andy has. Andy,
getting them off the couch, getting them out there. I think.
I'm good.
The expectations, though, of parents are way too high
and I'm a
young, and I think the reason that
children.
And because of the economic
are they playing too young? I don't
think
they are.
Play nation.
My opinion
and
is I'm 50 years old and I started
my
playing
opinion,
soccer when I was five.
Created an issue
started
that
playing basketball
deal when
I was six
not
or seven
going
years
away
old
when there's economic school level. I think it's good for them
you know,
for competing influences.
They're going to
games and
draw products
from parents,
getting them off the couch, getting them out there. I think
high performance
the expectation for that
parents
are way too high, too
kind of
young.
And
I think,
well, I think you're bringing
that
up a great,
why we've evolved.
You're bringing up a great point,
because of the economic situation.
You know, when parents
pay to play
invest
nation,
money, if you will,
and that has,
son or daughter,
in my opinion,
you know, athletics
created an issue that we have
they
to deal with
some
because
return.
It's not going
I
to go
totally
away.
I totally agree with you that. And my wife and I have talked about this too.
You know,
because kids aren't getting out in the driveways or out in the cul-de-sacs and playing. Many parents now to get them away from the video games and get them off the TV set or getting them in organized sports. And
kind of my
and I think that is
a positive.
Why we've evolved.
You're bringing up a great point. Donnie wants to comment.
Well, saying when parents invest money, if you will, into their
people that are coaching,
you know, athletics,
the youth sports,
expectations, they
not
want to see some return. And
you know,
I totally agree with you that.
And
my wife
you know,
and I talked about this, too.
A coach is not
because
a coach.
Kids
a
aren't
teacher
getting out in the driveways or out in the cul-de-sacs and playing. Many parents now to get them away from the video games and get them off the TV set or getting them in the organized sports.
I believe it's about.
And I think that is
Andy,
a positive,
let me ask this question.
I agree with you on that.
I agree with you.
The thing is that
about getting them off the couch and playing.
Seeing from the youth sports.
Do you feel we should get kids in organized leagues at really young ages, at 5 and 6?
The youth sports, many of them.
Yeah, I was in an organized league.
Again,
I'm 50 years old and at age 5, playing soccer, age 7, playing basketball, organized. Little league at age 7 or 8.
Men and women of
so I don't think it's a problem.
That's what I believe
I just,
it's about.
Andy, let me ask this question.
Parents have
I agree
balance
with you
my
about
son
getting
is
off the
very,
couch and
very
playing,
competitive
but
and wants to
do
play
you
every
feel
sport
we should get kids
in
organized leagues at really young ages, 5 and 6?
He was playing 3 competitive sports.
Yeah, I was in an organized league.
At the same time?
Again, I'm 50 years old and at age 5,
they've all
playing soccer, age 7, playing basketball.
The other thing is when I was a kid, there was ball with soccer,
7 or 8.
There was basketball, spring was baseball.
I don't think it's a problem.
So there was a delineation between
the
periods. And so ultimately, what we had to tell our son is you got to play every
mom and dad can't play.
And we've had two this past season to say he was playing three competitive sports.
You know,
we let him choose what it is he wants to play.
At the same time,
we were not afraid.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, and they've all become.
You got to pull them out of practice.
By the way,
right.
The other thing is when I was
on our family trip,
fall was soccer, or winter was basketball, spring was baseball.
Let him have some time.
There was, for example, was a delineation between the periods, and so ultimately what we had to tell our son, you got to pick two. We can't, and mom and dad can't. They're probably playing basketball, football, and wiffle ball. And so
they were.
We let him choose what it is.
They're having fun at it. They're playing with their buddies.
That goes to your last point.
It does happen nowadays.
You got to pull them out of practice. You got to pull them out of games. The kids will get out and play as long as mom and dad will let them play.
I think that I'm so happy to hear that, because I don't see that very much anymore. I live close to
Wednesday,
right close to elementary and middle school together.
Playing,
and
I said, funny
I cannot
thing
tell
is,
you the last time I've driven by there, and I drive by there almost every day.
And they were.
When I see kids out there playing.
They're having fun at it, and they're playing with their buddies. So that goes to
you with one time after you don't mind. A little bit of a hard
arc in neighborhoods where kids get out and play.
My son and mom and dad will let them play.
I think that I'm so happy to hear that, because I don't see that very much anymore. I live close to elementary and middle school together.
You know, it was going
and
to be coming
I cannot tell you the last time I've driven by there, and I drive by there almost every day.
Ultimately, about
when
so
I see kids out there playing without being at an organized practice.
Seven.
Everything's
let
so
me
soft.
Leave you with one. If one
some of the neighbors don't mind,
on
a little bit of a heartwarming
to them, and they created a wiffleball league in our neighborhood.
From we live in
an organized league. They YouTube all of it. They have the bigs and the minors.
10 years ago, when my son
started, 8 years ago, my son,
the big
going to be coming of school age while we got
completely organized
and,
by kids.
Ultimately,
and
about
kids that were
so my son's 10 and when he was probably
are now 18
seven.
And 16 years old.
They're still
some
doing
of the neighbor
it.
Kids
that
were
older
said, you've
got
to
do that.
Them. The
younger
and,
kids
they created a wiffleball
generally in our
neighborhood.
Sort of thing when they're
and
16.
It's an organized league. They YouTube all of it. They have the bigs and the minors. My son gets real excited. He got called up to the bigs last year.
Organization other than
the wiffleball league.
Older kids.
Completely organized
kids.
A heartwarming story about
my neighbors that brought them into that.
Still be if your parents
are now 18 to do the right thing.
There's always
and
parents
still
that
doing it.
Are the older kids organizing?
You've got to do that
people
for the younger kids yourself. Yeah,
I'm convinced they're you know part of the reason.
That
is
generally
happening.
Kids would fall away from that sort of thing when they're 15 or 16.
That's awesome. I think
really
I'm just upset that I'm not getting an invitation. I'd love to play myself.
Well, Andy, listen. I want to tell you that's a great story.
Older kids
not a story. It's a fact. And I want to thank you.
Story
in.
About what
great comments this morning, and that's a great thing that you've added there. I'm glad
to
hear that,
and those boys,
because that gives me hope
that are the
that
older
still
kids organizing
out there
are good people and they're
fun.
You know, I'm
so thank
I'm
you,
convinced
sir.
They're,
and
you know,
good
part of the
good
reason
luck parenting.
Still
you're doing a great job and having fun with us.
I think
I'm sitting at a
that's awesome. I think I'm just upset about I'm not getting an invitation. I'd love to play myself.
Okay, Andy, thank you very much. I want to appreciate it. Thanks for your call. That's a great story.
Something really
not a story. It's a fact, and I want to thank you for calling. Great comments
balance.
This morning, and that's a
yeah,
great thing
yeah,
that you've added there.
Thing there.
I'm glad to hear that.
Important is that
because that gives me hope.
He's talking
that
about
we've still
you know,
got the ability out there to let these kids play
his
and
son's
have
having
fun.
So
thank you, sir.
Yes,
kids
and
good luck. Good luck parenting.
It sounds like you're doing
I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew
I'm
Jacobs.
I'm
joining me this morning in studio.
Competitive soccer.
Donnie Campbell.
Match watching my son warm up right now.
30 years. Both
way
the high
to go,
school,
way to go
levels,
again.
Got some great insight.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for calling.
I want to hear from
you.
If you're a parent,
something
if you're an athlete, if you're a coach, the whole topic of youth sports, parents, coaches, what's good, what's bad
yeah,
about it.
Yeah.
We're
and that's the thing there. Our number
is
913-3810.
He's talking about
10, 8, 10, 10.
The competitiveness.
We're on the leader
kids,
in sports.
Son's having
sports
fun.
Radio at 10 WH.
Kids are having
hello,
fun.
Hello, everyone. I am sports psychologist Dr.
Andrew
Jacobs.
I'm sports psychologist Dr.
Andrew
Jacobs.
Joining me this morning
Radio 810 WH.
He's Donnie Campbell. This is the sports psychology
He's coached basketball for 30 years.
And I'm here every week.
We
talk about the mental level. We've got some
great insight
today.
We're taking your calls.
I
want to
hear from you. If you're a parent,
Donnie Campbell,
you're an athlete, you're a coach.
30 years.
The whole topic of youth sports, parents, coaches. What's
youth
good,
sports,
what's bad about
sports,
it? We're
sportsmanship.
Having
gone.
A great
our
conversation.
Number is 913.
A variety of topics today. And
3,
our phone
8,
number
10,
here
8, 10,
is
913.
We're on the leader in sports.
3 8 10 8 10.
I'd like to hear from you if you're a
hello,
parent.
Hello, everyone. I am sports psychologist Dr.
Coach,
Andrew Jacobs from
if
our
you're an
flagship
athlete,
station, Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Now we're getting
City,
into the issue of winning and losing.
Hour.
When should it be important?
And I'm here every week. We talk
when
about the mental side
of sports.
When should the
game matter?
Today.
When shouldn't it?
Before we get into that,
in studio with Donnie Campbell,
Brian has to say
he's been
waiting patiently for our break. Brian, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, sir.
New
how
sports,
are you
high school sports.
Great, thanks for calling in.
Having a great conversation
right,
about a variety of topics today. And our
I have
phone number here is 913-3810-810. I'd like to hear from you if you're a parent.
You know, fun for the kids.
If you're a coach.
But my only problem is when
you're
you have
athlete,
parents.
Now we're getting into the issue of winning and losing.
Sport,
when should it be important?
And
When should
really
the score of the game matter? When should
the reason why I say that is that I'm coming
topic,
at
let's
this
what
from
Brian
both
has
aspects.
To say is
I'm also an umpire.
Break. Brian,
and as an
morning,
umpire, when you get certified,
you
have to have you, gentlemen.
Great, thanks for calling.
Whoever gets certified by through, usually you have to have a question or statement.
So my thing is,
you guys,
if you have a kid out there,
I understand that it's all about, you know, fun for the kid
with the ball. And then,
my only problem is, when you have parents
nowadays,
our lawsuit that
want to
put their
kids
in a sport
or sue coaches or
leagues
or whatever business
they're being
in a sport.
The reason why I say that is, I'm coming.
And then,
you know,
you're
out there trying to teach fundamentals and stuff like that.
And as an umpire, when you get certified, you have to have.
You know, I understand
whoever
it's
gets
from, but
isn't
that the reason why they have a
usually you have
in a rec
league?
I mean, I was always taught that
a rec
league
is definitely a sport. It's just
and
not fun.
He gets,
I mean,
smacked
you
widen
the ball,
strike zone,
you know,
because
one
you
thing
you
always hear about
ball,
nowadays
in a competitive
all
shoot narrow
things
down
and dial them in
or shoot
so
coaches
or I just want to
get
whatever comment
their kid,
you know,
little Johnny
got smacked
with the ball,
you know, because it is.
And then,
you know,
you're out
there
trying to
step
on
the pedals
and stuff like that.
Is it raining too hard? Do I stop the game?
Do I wait? You know, it's one of those things.
So
I'm just kind of curious
for fun, but
no.
That's
sure,
reason
sure.
Why
let me ask you this question before
league.
Donnie jumps in.
I mean, I was always
have you been
that
sued?
The rec league is that's what it's for. It's
I have known
a person that did
get sued.
You have fun. You let the kid hit
okay.
the ball.
Because
a kid
threw a ball and hit somebody too hard
and dial them in. So
not,
you know, I just want to kind of get your
umpire. It was born because he was an umpire.
You know, because
it is.
I mean,
person
every time as an umpire,
slid into second base,
and the conditions
is it raining too hard?
Favorable.
Do I stop the game?
And when he
slid, you know, it's one of those
he broke
things.
His ankle.
So I'm just kind of curious.
So
no.
They sued
sure,
the umpire.
Sure,
let me ask you this question
well,
before Donnie
right,
jumps
because
in. Have you been sued?
He thought as a parent that the umpire should have called
I
the
have
game.
Known a person that did get
and really,
sued.
It's the UIC or whoever's in charge.
Because a kid threw a ball and hit somebody too hard?
All that. So that's why I'm saying.
Not because of
that, but as an umpire.
It was more
like
because he was an umpire.
UAAA,
and
then the
person
it has
slid into second base,
just
and the
for
conditions
those
weren't favorable.
Situation.
And when he slid, he broke his ankle.
So they sued the umpire,
you know,
because of that?
Well,
that's,
right,
oh, that's a whole other topic.
He
Donnie,
why
don't you jump in and comment?
The umpire should have called the game.
Well, in coaching, you
and
know,
really, it's the UIC or whoever's
sure
in charge.
That
that's
area
whoever
playing and practicing
be in charge
and it's
of all
that.
So
you know,
that's why I'm
safety
saying
for kids should
when
always be
you're out there and
kids injured,
like I get certified through UAAA, and
be practicing or playing until they've been cleared by a doctor in the area that you're playing or practicing in should be safe for the kids. And again, we have to take insurance out when we coach as coaches.
Well, that's a whole other
I don't
topic.
See
but
that
Donnie, why don't you jump in and comment on what he was saying?
Umpires.
Fault.
Well, in coaching, you know, the person soon.
One of the things you got to make sure.
Yeah, I mean that's a whole other issue, Brian. But I guess let me ask this question. You know, first of all, thank you for umpiring because you know people that referee, umpire, officiate. You're only noticed when something goes wrong, right? If you make all the correct calls, nobody even knows you're there.
You're playing and practicing in.
So when you screw up or you've made a mistake, you make a bad call and you're human.
We coach as coaches, but
what do you do? How do you deal with that?
Umpire.
To me, because I've been doing it for like 30 years, I always say,
yeah, I mean, that's a whole other issue, Brian. But I guess, let me ask this question. First of all, thank you for umpiring. Because, you know, people that referee, umpire, officiate, you really notice when something goes wrong, right? If
you
make all the correct calls, nobody even knows you're there.
The way I react to it, it's water on a duck's back.
So when you screw up or
you
made a mistake, you make a bad call, you're human.
That when it gets to a certain point, if there's any physical.
What do you do? How do you deal with that?
Or cursing or abusive language.
Because I've been doing it all like 30 years.
You draw the line.
I always
say, I
always tell
people that are starting out an umpire dugout or
you go to a field,
you're going
to
be half right and half wrong.
Yeah, to me,
all the time. So you're 50% wrong or right for one of the teams.
You got to be
regardless of the call you make.
And about what we got about a minute left here for you, Brian. Have you ever ejected a coach?
As an umpire, you go out there with a professional coach and one
when it gets to a certain point,
if there's any physical
because the kids
or cursing or
abusive
language.
It was a,
you know, that's when you
called
the strike.
And that's
I thought
when
it was
you had
strike right down
further,
hey,
straight
down
the center of the plate,
the dugout, or
and
I'm doing this, I'm doing that.
But
still, yeah,
trying to watch
to
go
me,
by. I run him up on
strike
all day,
three,
and he turned around.
Umpire, you got to be used. You got to get used to that.
And about what we got about a minute left here for you, Brian. Have you ever ejected a coach?
Yes, 14, 13, one coach, one player.
And where did he learn that, Brian?
Why?
From his dad. From his mom.
The kids,
yeah.
The,
listen, sir, thank you for being
game,
an umpire. Thank you for what you do, and thank you for calling in today. Great comments this morning.
Thank you.
You know, Donnie, this whole issue, we got about a couple minutes left
as
here.
Soon as the
when do winning and losing?
Stood there and watched it go by. I rung him up for strike three.
And he turned around and
more when they get in the high school level.
Called me a name that I can't use on air, but and I said, "Well, son, you're ejected from the game."
How old was he?
The emphasis should always be on.
Yeah, and where did he learn that, Brian?
I used to tell the kids this.
From his mom.
More likely,
you can be a champion.
Listen, sir, thank you for being an umpire. Thank you for what you do, and thank you for calling in today. Great comments this morning.
If we play good defense, if we take
shots, you know, Donnie, this whole issue, we got about a couple minutes left.
My definition of winning is did you accomplish your goals today?
It's not what place you came in.
There you go.
Did you get better? Did you improve?
I think it's more when they get in high school level. And if you take care of those things, normally winning take care of themselves.
Losing are important. I think. The right. emphasis should always be
this
on.
This has been awesome having you in here today.
You've how we, you know, I used to tell the kids, you know, you can be a champion without winning a championship.
Tell everybody what you're doing
now. It's a process how we do things.
If we do, coaching,
if we play good defense, you know, if we take good shots.
Well, what we're doing is John Rose.
My definition of winning is did you accomplish your goals tonight? It's not what place you came in.
There you go.
Did you get better? Did you improve? That's the key.
Girls and boys.
And yes, if
teams
you take
that
care
we're
of
going
those
to
things,
coach,
normally winning
work
take
with,
care
and then we're having tryouts starting next week. Boys will be Tuesday right. night at Westridge Middle School.
This has been awesome
and,
having you
girls
in here
will be
today.
Thursday
you,
night at Westridge Middle
great
School.
Great comments out here.
And it's all about
how can people
teaching
get a hold
kids.
Of you. Tell,
gonna,
tell everybody what you're
gonna
doing.
It's going to be about fun. It's going to be about fundamentals
sports
and
coaching. You know, competition.
I'm excited about
well,
it.
Well, what we're doing
I
is
miss
coaching.
I've been out
coach
a year and a half now, and I miss working with kids, and I think I have a lot. Both John and I both have a lot to
girls and boys
kids. Not only
teams that we're going to coach
but
and work with,
life
and
skills
we're having tryouts starting
well.
Next
if
week.
They need
boys
to get a hold of me.
Night
they
at
can go to my
Middle
website,
school.
And girls will be Thursday night at West.
Probably
Ridge
best
school.
To email me at Coach Donnie Campbell.
It's all about teaching kids.
gmail.com.
It's going to be about and, fun. It's going to be about fundamentals.
All right, listen. I want to thank you for coming in today. Great comments.
I'm excited about it
because
I miss coaching. I've been out of a year and a half now.
And good luck with what you're doing.
Because
I know you're going to be successful.
I have a lot
successful before. You're going to help a lot of kids and parents out.
Give kids
to love basketball.
Not only just from a basketball standpoint, but from some life skills.
I'm sports psychologist
well.
Dr. Andrew
they
Jacobs.
They need to get a hold of me. They can
a lot of ways you
website.
Can reach me. My website is winnersunlimited.com.
Probably best email me at
Coach Donnie
Campbell.
There at drj at winnersunlimited.com.
And that's the
you can
best
follow
way
me on Twitter
me.
At drj. All right, listen,
DRJ
I want to thank you for coming in today. Great comments, great feedback. Share with everybody. I really appreciate you being here. And good luck. My office is 8 because I know you're going to be successful at it. You've been successful before. You're going to help a lot of kids and parents
shows
or podcasts at my website.
Enjoy the experience.
And also here at Sports Radio 810 WHB.
I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs.
Friends
every
have kids playing sports.
A lot of ways you can reach me.
Coaching. Have to listen to this podcast.
Website is winnersunlimited.com.
Donnie Campbell, thanks for being here.
At DRJ.
I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs.
Have a great week.
Follow me on Twitter at
talk to you next
DRJ Sports Psych at DRJ SPRTPSYCH. My phone number at my office is 816-561-5556. Our shows are podcasted at my website and also here at Sports Radio 810 WHB. If you've got friends who have kids playing sports, you know, people coaching, have them listen to this podcast or this show, it's going to help them out a lot. Donnie Campbell, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next week.